And now we're joined by Alicia Barry for matters to do with finance. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, John. Global markets have rallied on news. Politicians in the US have made a deal to stop the US economy falling off the fiscal cliff, for now at least. The agreement raises taxes for wealthier Americans, but has only postponed negotiations over spending cuts by 2 months. Financial analysts in the US say more needs to be done in the long term to sustain investor confidence. But right now, Wall Street is following its counterparts in Europe, Australia and Asia and rallying on the deal struck by US politicians yesterday. Late in the session, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1.7% or 226 points to 13,331. The broader Standard & Poor's 500 index has advanced 1.7% to 1,471. That's its best gain since November the 19th. And the Nasdaq Composite Index is 2 1/3% higher to 3,091. Across the Atlantic, the stocks Europe 600 index jumped 2% to its highest level since February 2011. London's FTSE 100 index added 2.2%. It broke through the 6,000 mark for the first time in 17 months. France's CAC was up 2.5% and Germany's DAX rallied by 2.2%. Their Asian counterparts also soared on the news out of the US. Hong Kong's Hang Seng jumped 2.9%, but Japan's Nikkei didn't have a chance to respond. It was closed. The Australian share market is set to build on some of yesterday's gains. The SPY futures contract is pointing to an increase of 0.33% at the open, and the gains weren't confined to equities. The Australian dollar added around a cent against the greenback yesterday afternoon and has maintained those gains overnight. It's buying 104.93 US cents. A quick check of commodities, and spot gold prices are up at $1,686 US dollars an ounce, and West Texas crude oil has added more than $2 a barrel. It's worth $93 US dollars a barrel. And that's the latest in finance, John.
Thank you very much, Alicia.